Back with Tony Bennett and Katie Lang. Their new album is A Wonderful World. Before we go back to Terry's interview, let's listen to Katie Lang singing You Can't Lose a Broken Heart.
Don't lose your head, lose your love. You can't lose a broken heart. If you ever break up, then try to make up. It's tough to make a brand new start. Take a walk, think it over, while strolling neath the moon. Don't say things in December you regret in June. Weigh your remarks before you speak, or you may be sorry soon. Don't be erratic, be diplomatic to keep your hearts in tune. Cruel, harsh words often spoken will upset the apple cart. So don't lose your head, then lose your love, 'cause you can't lose a broken heart.
Katie Lang, I'm wondering if the collaboration with Tony Bennett has led you in different directions in terms of your listening. If you in the last few years have been listening to things that you might not have heard if it wasn't for starting to collaborate with him.
Well, there's no question. Starting with the Louis Armstrong stuff, absolutely. My understanding and my appreciation for that era has completely ripened, and I'll tell you one thing. Recording with Tony has completely changed. Like I said earlier, my approach to recording forever will be different. I can't do this thing where, you know, you do the beds first and then you're stuck in a room by yourself and everyone's staring at you and you have to do your vocals. It's just so not my style. I have to sing with the musicians while it's going down, and I don't think I'll ever return to that sterile way of recording anymore.
And you didn't do these duets the way the Frank Sinatra duets were done, where people are sending tracks back and forth, and Sinatra and the people he duetted with weren't in the room together.
Oh, no. We were right there on the stage with the musicians, no monitors, just handheld mics, no headphones, just sitting there on two chairs about 2 feet apart and singing to each other.
Also, I have to mention this before we finish this conversation, is that outside of Julie Andrews, I read in the Alan J. Lerner book about his life, that she was the quickest learner that he ever ran into. She and Marie Chevalier, he hailed both of them as being great, great professional people. I couldn't believe that when we finally decided on the songs to sing, that by the third day, I noticed I was still reading the music and memorizing them. I'm a slow learner. And she had her eyes closed, and she had memorized all of the songs already. In two or three days, she had them all memorized and knew exactly what she was going to do. She's a very quick, intelligent learner, and it's such a professional thing to see that happen.
I don't know if my teachers would agree with you, Tony.
Katie Lang, what's your style of approaching a song? How do you learn a new song?
First of all, I listen. I mean, I'll just give you the real actual physical rundown. I listen a few times, and then I actually physically write the lyrics down on a piece of paper. And then I stop listening for about a day. But while I'm walking the streets or, you know, driving or doing chores around the house, I practice. I sing them over and over. And then pretty much I have it. It's I think the graphic, seeing my handwriting and seeing the letters graphically on a piece of paper really somehow that makes a big connection for me. I'm very sort of attached to seeing things on a piece of paper.
So when you're walking the streets singing to yourself, For the people who don't recognize you, do they look at you kind of funny because your lips are moving as you're talking? Do they think maybe you're talking? Your lips are moving as you're walking. I mean, do they think maybe you're talking to them? Or
Terry, I'm quite used to the fact of people looking at me funny. It's been sort of the norm since day one. So I'm sort of oblivious to it by now.
Tony Bennett, do you ever sing walking down the street?
Yeah.
You do?
A lot. Yeah, I like it.
It is good.
Well, I want to thank you both so much. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Tony Bennett and Katie Lang speaking with Terry Gross. Their new album is called A Wonderful World.